A reading from the Holy Gospel of Luke. And Mary said, My soul proclaims your greatness, O my God, and my spirit has rejoiced in you, my Saviour. For your regard has blessed me, poor and a serving woman. From this day all generations will call me blessed. For you who are mighty have made me great. Most holy be your name. Your mercy is on those who fear you throughout all generations. You have showed strength with your arm. You have scattered the proud in their heart's fantasy. You have put down the mighty from their seat and have lifted up the powerless. You have filled the hungry with good things and have sent the rich away empty. You, remembering your mercy, have helped your people Israel. As you promised Abraham and Sarah, mercy to their children forever. And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am always happy at this stage of the Advent journey. Oh, it's like almost a sigh of relief as Mary appears on the scene. It seems to me she and Joseph are the main characters of Advent, and the church has kept the best wine to last. In the past few weeks, Isaiah and John the Baptist have focused our attention on Jesus, and rightly so. Is he the one who is to come? John challenges us about how we prepare, how we make straight the paths through our human conflicts and dilemmas, how we smooth out all rough places, especially in relationships. And now Luke's Gospel places before us Mary. Mary, the woman in waiting. Mary, mirror image for each of us who desires to be pregnant with Christ. You see, Advent is a lifelong journey reflecting the birthing pains of Mary, ready to bring Christ into the world. As we wait, we too experience the birthing pains of bringing Christ into our world, bringing Christ to birth. As we approach this beautiful feast of Christmas, we see the simplicity and poverty of Mary, creating space in her womb for new life. There is so much mystery here, and Mary had many questions. And we too question the mysterious birth of Christ within us. How come? How does it happen? For anything new to come to birth, the spaciousness which comes from letting go, being empty, trusting God, making room, these are essential. At this time of year, also, we are longing for peace, yet sadly, it is often absent. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. So if we want to experience peace, we need to prepare room in our hearts as Mary did. And let us give thought and prayer to all the Marys in our world, who carry burdens of grief from war, broken relationships, and abuse. These are the women who long for peace and who, like Mary, know how to wait as they both bring to birth and stand at the foot of the cross. The song of praise we have just heard read in today's Gospel comes from Mary's experience of encounter with her pregnant cousin Elizabeth. Two pregnant women living in the mystery of their pregnancies embrace in a deep exchange of love and pain. In the simplicity and the poverty of this mystery, Emmanuel, God with us, breaks into their lives just as surely as God breaks into your life, into my life. Emmanuel is in every newborn babe. In every human face, we behold the face of Jesus. In our emptiness and poverty, where there is space for the divine, we are called to give birth to Emmanuel. God is with us. So awaken as you wait to embrace the awesome mystery that Emmanuel is being born in you now. Because nothing is impossible for our God. Blessings.